What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, I saw this video this morning, and I watch this girl from time to time. She's supposedly a part of InfoWars, but supports Alex Jones and everything, but she cracks me up, and every person that she approaches, they can't really give her a straight answer. Or they get upset, or they say, oh, I fucking hate you, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. But whatever, but the topic that she's talking about, because since election year's coming up and everything, and all this talks about, about the election and what other people are, you know, other people that are running for president, you know, they're doing certain different things, but she's mentioning Bernie Sanders, you know, doing some population control. I understand these young students don't have a straight answer. They don't know what to think about that. But, you know, population control? When I hear the word population control, and when other people hear the word population control, they think of executing, eliminating. It's like the government, they come up with a way to, like, spread a disease out there that kills thousands of people. And then all of a sudden there's a cure for it, and, you know, they've done their cleansing or whatever. That's how some people see population control. And me personally, well, let's just get to the video and I'll tell you my thoughts on, you know, population control. I already know what to say. I would know exactly what to say to this girl if she asked me about population
control. Bernie Sanders recently touted the idea of population control to curb climate change all across the world. Do you think that that's a good idea?
I guess.
What makes you think it's a good idea?
Well, we have to stop, you know, the destruction of the environment because the polar caps are melting and the heat, the temperature rises each year. Mm-hmm. So we have to control it somehow.
School is back in session for fall 2019, and the first stop on our campus tour is Youngstown State University in Ohio. We came to this campus to ask students what they think about Bernie Sanders' proposal to curb climate change with population control. Let's see if they would support that.
I bet you a lot of them don't even understand.
There's a bunch of very manly men hiding behind a rock right now, stalking me. We currently have an entourage of people who are begging for my attention. They can't resist my charm, my charm. They can't resist my charm, my charm. You'd be perfect to have on camera. You're so pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you ready?
Watch this crazy
so,
bitch.
Bernie Sanders recently said
first.
That
this is what we're
in
dealing
order
with.
To curb climate change and the disastrous effects it's having on the world, we should implement population control. Do you think that's a good idea?
It's one option for sure, definitely. I mean, in my personal opinion, I believe we should probably put some other measures in to help first, but that's definitely an option.
Okay. What does population control in order to curb climate change look like to you?
Oh, probably something along the lines of, having less children, okay. Families having less children, something like that.
Do you think the government should mandate that so we can save the Earth?
I mean, that has some, consequences, like, for instance, they've done that in, like, China, they're thinking about doing that in India, so it has some, I can't think of the word right now, but some implications of, it has, like, bad connotations in our society, but, I mean, it is a possibility if nothing else works.
Okay. So it would be worth trying if nothing else would work?
Probably, yes.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
I no longer. I would no longer wish you to have my image on your YouTube video. Thank
what?
You. Could you please not put my face on
what's
your YouTube
no,
video?
No, seriously. What's wrong? Are you okay?
I know who you are.
Okay. What's that to do with anything?
I don't agree with you.
I don't agree with you.
You can check out Liberty Hang.
That is so fucking hilarious. You know, the people that she runs into, man, these are the same bitches that we are dealing with in MGTOW. Now, if I had an answer for a little Caitlin here about population control, it's like, yeah, we're already on it. Yeah, have you ever heard of MGTOW? Yeah. Even my dad. My dad sees this in the paper every once in a while. When he first told me this, he's all, the birth rate has gone down a certain amount of a percent. And I said, yeah, it's because of this MGTOW and the red pill philosophy. That's what it is. And I told my dad about it and everything, what's going on here. And so we're already on it. If I were to say something to Bernie Sanders and to anybody about population control, no, we don't need to go a genocidal, we don't need to start a war, we don't need anything like that, we don't need to be eliminating any people. And the government should not be coming up with ways to cause a little crisis here. Oh yeah, let's invent a disease that kills a bunch of people. Let's get too crowded here and this and that. We don't need that shit, but MGTOW. Hell, without a man, these women, they can't fucking reproduce. And more men are getting wise enough not to donate sperm or anything like that, because a couple of people, maybe more than a couple of people, got screwed over just by donating their sperm and having to pay child support and all this fucking shit. What a bunch of bullshit. But we're already on it. If every man out there could go MGTOW and just barf up that blue pill, yeah, the population would go down. Yeah. That would be my solution. I don't know what you guys think, gentlemen. I'm not for Bernie Sanders, because if he's going to start telling people how to live their life, and he's about killing babies, and the people and the women who follow him are about killing babies, abortion and shit, because he supports Planned Parenthood, that fucking piece of shit place. Yeah, these are the type of women that we deal with that come into the manosphere, and then the men are just as bad that swallow that blue pill. They're just as bad. I'm not going to show you guys this whole video, but I'll put a link in the description so you guys can check this out. But MGTOW is already on it. We don't have kids anymore. We're not going to get married or cohabitate with the woman anymore. Nothing. We're not going to do it anymore. Yeah, it's okay for us, to hook up with a bitch every once in a while, but you know what? Make sure you have birth control, make sure you have a condom, because now these women out there are trying to get pregnant on purpose, not using a condom and no birth control. And then, because I heard a story from one of my workmates. He no longer works with us now, but he told me the story that women like to get pregnant on purpose so this way they can get an abortion, or they pretend like they're getting an abortion. They're not really pregnant at all. And then they said, well, it costs this much amount of money to go do it. I want you to pay for it since you come inside me. Shit like that. And if they don't want to pay, and if the guy doesn't want to pay, then they'll take him to court and all this fucking shit. And you know the courts are on the women's side here, right? He's going to make the guy pay up to get the abortion. Well, yeah, MGTOWs, a lot of you youngins out there, don't have kids. Don't get married or cohabitate with a woman. Just don't do it. Okay? Because if we do this, our government will really freak out, and it'll really see the population go down. You want population control? Alright, everyone go MGTOW. Don't have kids. That's just the way it should work. It's the way my dad told me when he read in the paper. And on the news, and he listens to this radio show, they were talking about this, that the population is slowly dropping because men do not want to cohabitate with women. They don't want to be in relationships. They don't at all. They don't want to have kids with women anymore because of what the court system is all about. They're all for the woman, and it benefits the woman only, not the man. This is why I'm seeing more and more homeless men out there, because they're having babies out of wedlock and fucking around, and that, just because they're fucking horny. And they get hot up, they get all hot and ready to fucking fuck, And just the heat of the fucking moment. I mean, come on, you can control your own actions. wear a fucking condom. When you randomly fuck a girl, wear a fucking condom. I know they ain't 100%, but at least it's cheap insurance. That's all I'm saying. Well, yeah, Mr. fucking Bernie Sanders, you fucking communist. We already got it. Population is slowly declining in this country and everywhere else, as a matter of fact, because MGTOW is blown up in Europe. It's even starting to blow up. My dad was telling me it's starting to blow up in China. Now men in China are staying away from women and they don't want to have a family with any woman. That's all I'm saying, gentlemen. I hope you guys look at the video, but every time I watch her videos, you know, it seems like everyone that she talks to is unlogical. They don't have a point. They're angry. They can't answer a simple fucking question. But I could have answered her question right away. I was like, go MGTOW. And I would have explained the philosophy right then and there about MGTOW. That would have been my fucking answer. Because it is working right now, gentlemen. It really is. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.